Pretend you miss me and be so traumatic. 最近呢，一直有网友在问我有没有《体面》这首歌的英文版。今天呢，就来跟大家分享这首歌《Decency》体面，并且呢，教大家唱一小段。那这首翻唱歌曲呢，来自于上海外国语学院的 Melody C2E。欢迎收听《听歌学英语》，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C。微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的英，音乐的乐。回复体面来查看本期节目的文本内容。其实呢，我一直都不敢看《再见前任》这部电影，因为听说很多人都看哭了，而有的情侣呢，看完反倒是分手了。我羡慕歌词中体现出来的勇气，分手应该体面，谁都不要说抱歉，何来亏欠，我敢给就敢心碎。对我来说好像是拿得起放不下吧，像雨蝶中唱到的，爱到心破碎也别去怪谁。分手能真正做到体面的又有几人呢？好了，先来听歌，歌曲过后我们再来分享歌词的内容。 Enjoy。
Don't pretend you miss me and be so traumaticAfter all these years, please don't ruin the classics. You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid. I'm wasting my time, yeah, I'll admit. It's like watching curtains draw near an audience exit.If our love can never be again, let's just unweep and farewell to it. I'll face it and there is no regret in this finish. When we're parting it, all of us should apologizeDare be traumatized. It was us in the past and Polaroids that shared and cried like we were on cloud nine. When this us depart, we'll let our history down. Back when each other was the best thing we found. Don't let stubborn this boy walkSame old place, but you're no longer there. Crying my heart out, but I think I can still bear. If there's no chance to make it clear, how this unleashed by my dearWe can't work this out, but I had tried hard all these years. When we're parting it, all of us should apologize. If I did love you, I dare be traumatized. It was us in the past and Polaroids that shared itCry like we were on cloud nine. One descend, depart. Won't let our history down. Back when each other was the best thing we found. Don't let stubborn this white wall is gone. I have loved you, but I'll move on. Our love was there. her wrong.
OK, 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice, 你可以叫我小 C, 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的音，音乐的乐，回复体面来查看本期节目的文本内容。好了，接下来我们来分享歌词。 Don't pretend you miss me, I'd be so dramatic. After all these years, please don't ruin the classics.这两句呢，对应的中文是别堆砌怀念，让剧情变得狗血，深爱了多年又何必毁了经典。首先我们来看到单词 pretend, P-R-E-T-E-N-D, pretend, 假装。 pretend to do something 就是假装去做某件事。歌词说 don't pretend you miss me, 就是说呢，别假装你思念我。第二个单词 dramatic, dramatic,D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C 作为形容词的话呢，它表示戏剧的或者是戏剧性的，激动人心的以及引人注目的。说是这么说，但是呢，这个词在口语中呢用的还真不少。比如说这个句子 Don't get this all dramatic, 意思呢就是不要搞得这么戏剧化，其实是说不要太小题大做。 Don't get this all dramatic,或者呢还有人会这样说 Don't be a drama queen, Don't be a drama queen. Drama, D-R-A-M-A, 是一个名词表示戏剧。 Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, 是女王。那这两个词合在一起呢叫做戏剧女王 Drama queen, 其实呢也是指小题大做，有点事儿嘛这样的感觉。比如说 She's such a drama queen, She makes a huge deal out of losing a book or bad haircutOnce, she wouldn't talk to me for a week because I forgot to call her back. 大家听懂了吗？这句话呢，说到的是一个女士，她总是大惊小怪、小题大做哈。丢了一本书呢，她也要非常的不高兴。那剪头发剪得不好呢，她也要闹事情。更不可理喻的是，有一次呢，忘了给她回电话，那她当然要生气了。一个星期都不跟你讲话，这算客气了。我们再来听一下这小段。She's such a drama queen. 她呢，真是喜欢小题大做的一个人。She makes a huge deal out of losing a book or a bad haircut. 那这句话中呢，又出现了一个短语叫做 make a huge deal out of. 这个短语呢，也是表示小题大做。Make a huge deal out of. 这里面的 huge, 巨大的，也可以替换为 big. Make a big deal out of, 小题大做。She makes a huge deal out of losing a book or a bad haircut. 她呢丢了一本书也要小题大做，那剪头发剪得不好也要小题大做。Once, 有一次呢 She wouldn't talk to me for a week. 她呢一个星期都没有跟我讲话，为什么呢？ Because I forgot to call her back. 仅仅呢只是因为我忘记给她回电话了。好了，现在我们来回顾一下这两句。 Don't pretend you miss me and be so dramatic.不要假装你思念我，也不要这么的戏剧化。这句话对应的是别堆砌怀念，让剧情变得狗血。别堆砌怀念，让剧情变得狗血。Don't pretend you miss me and be so dramatic. 那这里呢，我们要注意的是两个地方。第一个是 don't 这个 t 不要发得太重，以及后面的 and 这个结尾的 d 也是一样。Don't pretend you miss me and be so dramatic. Don't pretend you miss me and be so dramatic. 好，下一句。After all these years, 在这么多年之后呢 please don't ruin the classics. 不要去毁了那些经典。Ruin 是毁灭的意思。Please don't ruin the classics.在这么多年之后呢，不要去毁了经典，对应的中文是深爱了多年又何必毁了经典。深爱了多年又何必毁了经典。 After all these years, please don't ruin the classics. 不知道大家有没有注意到，这里呢同样有一个爆破叫做 don't, don't 后面的 t 失去爆破 Don't ruin the classics After all these years Please don't ruin the classics 好了接下来我们来看后面的句子都已成年不拖不欠那英文中的亏欠有个单词叫做 owe owe 比如说有个常见的句子 I owe you one 就是我欠你一次人情 I owe you one 比如说有人借给别人钱他说 here's the money you need 那这里呢就是你需要的钱啦好另外一个人说呢 thanks I really owe you one 多谢我欠你一个大人情 thanks I really owe you one 好了这一句都已成年不拖不欠You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid. 就是你不欠我什么，我不是一个孩子了。都已成年，不拖不欠。You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid. 那这里呢，要注意的地方就是 not a 连读 ，not a。You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid.下一句浪费时间是我情愿浪费叫做 waste 歌词中呢还有一个单词是 admit 叫做承认 admit 这里的 d 不要发得太重啊 admit I'm wasting my time yeah I'll admit 我呢是在浪费时间没错我承认那这一句对应的是浪费时间是我情愿浪费时间是我情愿 I'm wasting my time, yeah, I'll admit 好了下一句像谢幕的演员眼看着灯光熄灭首先这个单词 curtain C-U-R-T-A-I-N 它表示窗帘在这里呢是指幕布的意思我们要说一下这个词的读音它读作 curtain 但是呢在美音里面呢你可能会听到人家这么说 curtain 这个词的发音呢就类似于 Britain 其实呢很多人他并不会把它说成是 Britain 而是说 Britain 以后呢大家可以注意一下那这里呢这个发音其实非常非常难学的哈在最开始呢我会说 Britain 就死活学不会但是呢你只要花功夫多去模仿多去练习多去体会的话你是一定能够学会它的发音的 curtain Britain OK, 接下来我们来分享 draw near 这个短语 draw near 这是一个固定的短语什么意思呢表示临近靠近比如说春天快来了 The spring is drawing near 好了下面 audience 表示听众观众读者这样子的意思来拼写一下 A-U-D-I-E-N-C-E audience 最后一单词 exit E-X-I-T 这个词呢相信大家在商场应该经常能够看到有一个绿色的标志上就写着这个单词 exit 表示出口那在歌词中呢它是一个动词表示离去退出我们来看一下这句歌词 It's like watching curtains draw near an audience exit就像是看着幕布拉下然后呢观众们都离场这句对应的中文歌词是像谢幕的演员眼看着灯光熄灭像谢幕的演员眼看着灯光熄灭 It's like watching curtains draw near an audience exit好放慢速度像谢幕的演员 It's like watching curtains draw 最后一遍 It's like watching curtains draw 眼看着灯光熄灭 Near an audience exit 这里呢 near 和 and 连读变成 near and OK眼看着灯光熄灭 Near an audience exit Near an audience exit
Don't pretend you miss me and be so traumatic After all these years, please don't ruin the classics. You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid. I'm wasting my time, yeah, I'll admit. It's like watching curtains draw near an audience exit.
OK, 接下来来不及在轰轰烈烈就保留告别的尊严，我爱你不后悔，也尊重故事结尾。If our love can never be a hit, let's decently bid farewell to it. I'll face it, and there's no regret in this finish. 我们来看一下这段歌词中出现的重点短语和词汇。首先 ，a hit 表示的是大受欢迎的事物 ，a hit。有时候呢，我们说 a big hit。就是非常受欢迎的事物，巨大的成功。比如说看完一场电影，你觉得它特别特别好的话呢，你可以说 It's a big hit， 这部电影呢是一个非常成功的电影。那如果说你听到一首歌，这首歌呢非常受欢迎，也可以说它是 a big hit， 比如说体面这首歌就是 a big hit。 OK， 接下来 decent D-E-C-E-N-T 这个词呢作为形容词，有正派的、得体的、合适的、相当好的这样子的意思。 decent D-E-C-E-N-T decent decent decent， 比如说 decent pay 就是像样的工资，不错的薪水。 decent pay， 得体的裙子呢我们可以说是 decent dress decent dress。 歌词中用到的是副词 decently decently decently。 If our love can never be a hit，如果说我们的爱情不算是一个巨大的成功，就是来不及再轰轰烈烈。Let's decently bid farewell to it. 那么呢，我们就体面的怎么样呢 ？Bid farewell 就是告别这样子的含义。那 farewell F-A-R-E-W-E-L-L 这个词呢，它可以做名词，也可以做形容词。做名词呢，它就是表示告别、欢送；做形容词呢，表示告别的、送行的。比如说有这样的一个台词 It's not a goodbye, isn't it? It's a farewell. 这不是再见不是吗？这是诀别。这句话呢出自于 Harry Potter 哈利波特哈。那大家有没有注意到 goodbye 和 farewell 它们呢其实是有区别的。从分离的时间角度来讲呢， farewell 可能呢时间分开的更加久一点，甚至说是永别。那么 goodbye 呢就是一个很口语的表示再见，拜拜这样子的意思。而且呢 farewell 它其实呢一般不会在日常交流中使用到，尤其是在美式英语中，因为呢它显得正式老派。而 goodbye 呢它使用的频率更高，更口语，更随便。 If our love can never be a hit， 来不及再轰轰烈烈， Let's decently bid farewell to it， 那我们就体面的去告别吧。这句话对应的中文歌词是就保留告别的尊严。I'll face it， 我呢会去面对它。I'll face it， and there is no regret in this finish。那么在这个 finish， 在这样的一个结尾中间呢，是不存在 regret， 不存在这种遗憾啊、后悔啊这样子的感情的。这句话对应的中文是：我爱你不后悔，也尊重故事结尾。I'll face it， and there is no regret in this finish。好了，现在我们来留意一下读音中要注意的地方。首先。If our love can never be a hit, let's decently. 这里的 decently 中间的这个 t 是很弱很弱的。Decently, bid farewell to it. To it, 不要说 to it, 这样是不对的。应该连起来，中间有一个 u 的音。To it, to it. Let's decently bid farewell to it. I'll face it, face it.连读哈 ，face it， and there is， 这里呢也出现了个连读 ，there is， 连起来叫做 there is， OK， there is no regret in this finish。好了，现在我们来唱一下这三句，你准备好了吗？来不及再轰轰烈烈。If our love can never be a hit， 就保留告别的尊严。 Last day's a little bit farewell to it. Last day's a little bit farewell to it. 我爱你不后悔。I'll face it and there is. 也尊重故事结尾。No regret in this finish.
If I look at Let's just a leap and farewell to it. I'll face it and there is no regret in this finish. When we're parting it out, all of us should apologize. If I did love you, I dare be traumatized.Us in the past and Polaroids that shared and cried like we were on cloud nine. When this us depart, won't let our history down. Back when each other was the best thing we found. Don't let's stop burning this spark while it's gone. I have loved you, but I.
好了，这里是听歌学英语栏目，今天为大家分享到的呢是《体面》英文版的前面一小段，那剩下来的副歌部分呢，我们像上期一样，在下一期的节目中继续为大家讲解。那现在呢，我们来稍微回顾一下前面学过的内容。
Don't pretend you miss me and be so traumatic. After these years, please don't ruin the classics. You owe me nothing, I'm not a kid. I'm wasting my time, yeah, I'll admit. It's like watching curtains draw near an audience exit.If I look at never be again, that's just a leap and farewell to it. I'll face it and there is no regret in this finish.
好了，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C。这期节目呢，跟大家分享的是《体面》英文版前面部分的唱法。那后面的副歌部分呢，我们在下期继续分享。如果你想回顾本期节目，只需要在我的微信公众号“小 C 音乐”中回复关键字“体面”，就可以查看这期节目的文本内容了。好了，我们下期再见吧，拜拜。
别堆砌怀念，让剧情变得狗血。深爱了多年，又何必毁了经典？都已成年，不拖不欠，浪费时间是我情愿。像谢幕的演员，眼看着灯光熄灭。来不及再轰轰烈烈，就保留告别的尊严。我爱你不后悔，也尊重故事结尾。分手应该体面，谁都不要说抱歉。我刚给就敢心碎，惊叹。 不负遇见。